next Monday, 'cause I just can't let her down. I've had me some good times, but it's all changing now. You know I'm a rake and a rambling man, free as an eagle flies. Well, look at me now and tell me true, do I look like a daddy to you? Oh, do I look like a daddy to you? You know I'm a rake and a rambling man, free as an eagle flies. Well, look at me now and tell me true, do I look like a daddy to you? Oh, do I look like a daddy to you?
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court lifting an injunction against the Trump administration's efforts to gut the Department of Education.
Trump celebrating the win, saying, quote, the federal government has been running our education system into the ground, but we're going to turn it all around by giving the power back to the people. But education advocates warn that the coming cuts will leave students without critical support services, from special education to financial aid.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio, the court's majority not explaining the decision, but the three liberal justices dissent. NVIDIA has announced it has gotten permission from the Trump administration to begin selling its chips for artificial intelligence to China. The president threatening Russia with what he says will be severe sanctions if a ceasefire with Ukraine isn't reached within 50 days. No details on what the severity of the sanctions will be. Trash pickup has resumed in the city of Philadelphia nearly 2 weeks after 9,000 city workers went on strike. This is ABC News. Flash flooding in the Northeast on Monday. A state of emergency was declared in New Jersey, where more than 7 inches of rain fell in some parts of the state in a very short amount of time. A major move on eliminating artificial dyes in our food.
The top ice cream makers announcing they'll eliminate certain artificial colors from their products by 2028. The dyes are targeted by the FDA to be phased out and changed to dyes made from natural sources. FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty McCary says children will benefit.
The sickness of American kids is not a willpower problem. It's not their fault. We can do things that'll make the food supply healthier one step at a time.
Some studies suggest the dyes are linked to certain health problems, but there is no conclusive research. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Emmy Award nominations announced this morning. Hacks, The White Lotus, The Bear, Severance, all streamers that could hear their names called when the nominations come out. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
There's a lot of reasons to shop at Macy's, but here's one you might not know about. Macy's has free personal stylists to help you find the perfect looks for summer. They're experts who know more than just the latest trends. They know how to find the fits, sizes, and designers that are perfect for you. Even better, get an extra 20% off the items you find at your first session. Book your free appointment in-store or at Macy's.com/personal stylist. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is suing the Trump administration over frozen education grants. Call, along with more than 20 other states, is challenging the White House for stopping the distribution of over $6.8 million in funds for schools just weeks before classes start. The Wisconsin woman attacked by a black bear over the weekend has been identified. The Minnesota Star Tribune reports 69-year-old Karen Fry remains in a Twin Cities hospital with severe injuries. The incident happened Saturday in Barron County. Efforts to capture the black bear are ongoing. And a second big lottery winner in Wisconsin in as many weeks. The Wisconsin Lottery announced Monday someone in Superior purchased a winning $2 million Powerball ticket for Saturday night's drawing. Another $2 million winning ticket was sold last week in Appleton. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Ready for an unforgettable summer experience? Join us for 1 week endless possibilities as EAA Air Venture Oshkosh returns July 21st through the 27th. Explore thousands of aircraft, experience world-class daily air shows, two night air shows with fireworks that light up the sky, and celebrate the spirit of aviation with people from around the world. Get your tickets now at eaa.org/tickets and join us for the world's greatest aviation celebration.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's back to school season, and Clorox is donating 2 million disinfecting wipes to classrooms across America. Because back to school means things can get a little bit messy. Just ask second grade teacher Mr. Torres.
Put me and just one Clorox wipe on a team? We can take on crayon smudges, sticky fingerprints on every surface, sneezes on the door handle, juice box explosion by the sink, snack crumbs, and don't even get me started on the bathroom passes.
Clorox Disinfecting Wipes, teacher's number one wipe.
Think about it. Bathroom passes.
Clean feels good. Based on unit sales data.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and humid again today. Our high right around 91 this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated thunderstorm or two possible with a low in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms and a lot cooler with a high in the low to mid 70s. If you're looking for a getaway or maybe a change of scenery, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's an awesome place to be and definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Double wide quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus kicking up red dust, picking us up by a barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Church parking lot, trying not to get caught. Take her home and give her your jacket. Making it to second base, but saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend, daddy doesn't lie. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop. Cover of the Rolling Stone.
station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Well, I'm back again for another night of trying to break free from this sadness that I can't lay to rest. This old honky-tonk
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dwight Yoakam, turn it on, turn it up, turn me loose here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We do have temperatures upper 60s, the low 70s this morning, 90s today, but we have some changes on the way in that forecast and some showers and storms too. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also this hour, we're going to talk with Sam Dow, CEO of Alcivia. We're going to get an update on the Hager City grain terminal that's been open since earlier this spring. So we'll get an update on that with Jim here coming up in our Newsmaker segment. Well, no big fairs this week. So yeah, we get a weekend off. Our next fair will be the Dunn County Fair, July 23rd through the 27th. And once again, we'll have coverage of the dairy, beef, and livestock shows and the junior livestock auction from the Dunn County Fair. Again, coming up July 23rd through the 27th in Menominee. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. The wheat harvest is underway. Make it easier with Alcivia's on-farm pickup program. Alcivia will haul your grain directly from your farm to its destination with freight included in Alcivia's bids. It's simple, efficient, and designed to fit your operation. Let Alcivia handle the trucking so you can focus on harvest. Try it out this season. visit Elsevia.com or call 608-819-4401, 608-819-4401 to learn more.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Outsourcing your social media efforts, our topic today on our Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers. Our guest, we hear comments from Callie Jo Coates, owner of Briar Marketing, who shares what dairy farmers can do to tweet and post and all that other social media stuff. Here's Callie.
Social media, there's some people that are very, very specific to what we call the algorithm on social media. So if you're going to be on social media, you need to know this algorithm and you need to be pushing content in that way. We also have people who are of the, if you are on social media, you need to be doing everything and anything on that social media channel and da, da, da. What I boil down in social media to is social media is you being social online. It is not meant to just continuously put stuff out there and walk away and say, yep, I'm done. I did what I needed to do. When you're looking at social media, you want to choose one. So we have like the heavy hitters that you probably know of like Facebook, Twitter, which is now X, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok. I mean, more than you will ever know, because honestly, some of them are very niche specific. So there are ones that are specific to travel. There's ones that are specific to gaming online. And so as we look at social media, it can get overwhelming in that regard, because you can really go wherever you want, but just pick one. And when I say pick one, it you might be going, well, I don't know which one I should choose. And that's okay, because we have to ask ourselves, what are our goals with social media? Why do you want to share your story or your business or your farm on social media? I know for some people, the reason they want to share is because they want to make more sales. So if you have an agribusiness that you're still selling direct to consumer, or even if you are selling business to business and you want to reach other businesses, you might be using that social media to be able to reach an audience that you can't reach otherwise. There's other people who their reason why is because they want to share the agricultural story with the general public. And that's a great reason why. But in everything that you're doing on that social media, the why is so important, not only because that's kind of why you're making your content, but it also keeps you motivated when you're on social media. So the second thing we look at is what type of content do you want to create? So video to some degree is king. That is where we're seeing a lot of traction within social media. So with reels and short form videos, we are getting to a lot of people, because that's what's getting pushed out by our social media channels. You have the videos, we're getting gaining new followers, and they're still seeing all your other content. It's a great way to attract new followers. But on the flip side, if you're not comfortable doing it, there's still so many other ways to build your marketing. Something too to keep in mind is identifying your audience. Who are you trying to target and how are you getting to them? The big takeaway from this is understanding whether or not you want to be on social media, because you have a choice. You don't have to be on social media. There are other ways to promote yourself. Social media is just a really good avenue to reach a lot of people. So have that very candid conversation with yourself of, is this going to benefit me? Is it going to benefit my business? Is it going to benefit my goals? And then after doing that, pick one social media channel and really work at it. Know that there are options out there. So looking at outsourcing and, you know, having that conversation within your entity or with yourself, just saying, is it worth it to me to pay someone else to do this? You know, after you have in the arsenal of, okay, I want to be a part of social media, whether that be that someone else is doing it or I'm doing it, keeping that in your pocket and knowing that and go forward and just start. Because if you don't start somewhere, you're never going to get anywhere. And that's something that I tell a lot of people as we go forward is it can be messy. Don't worry about the mess. You can always delete things down the road. You can hide things down the road, and that's okay. But you need to just get started somewhere.
And those are comments from Callie Joe Coates, owner of Breyer Marketing, who is sharing social media efforts. And if you'd like to hear that in its entirety, go to pdpw.org and click on the Dairy Signal. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing when he was 8 years old. A little girl came through the front gate holding a fishing pole. His dad looked down and smiled, said, "We can't leave her behind. Son, I know you don't want her to go, but someday you'll change your mind." And Johnny said, "Take Jimmy Johnson, take Tommy Thompson, take my best friend Bo, take anybody that you want, as long as she don't go, take any boy in the world. Daddy, please don't take the girl." Same old boy, same sweet girl, 10 years down the road. He held her tight and kissed her lips in front of the picture show. Stranger came and pulled a gun, grabbed her by the arm, said, "If you do what I tell you to, there won't be any harm." And Johnny said, "Take my money, take my wallet, take my credit cards. Here's a watch that my grandpa gave me. Here's a key to my car, mister, give it a whirl. Please don't take the girl." Same old boy, same sweet girl, 5 years down the road, there's gonna be a little one, and she says it's time to go. Doctor says a baby's fine, but you'll have to leave, 'cause his mama's fading fast. And Johnny hit his knees and there he prayed, "Take the very breath you gave, take the heart from my chest. I'll gladly take her place if you'll let me.
Make this my last request. Take me out of this world. God, please don't take the girl. Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing when he was 8 years old.
Pages of life have never been turned till troubles and trials a lesson to learn. Another receiver, a push and a shove. Another believer in the story of love. Bound in confusion, written in pain. When the book of love comes down, it's a natural game. Rejoice, rejoice with all you can. Be a believer.
Sometimes goes astray. Chapter 2, a broken heart, we'll see another day.
And the pages in this book have all been written from above. Be a believer in the story of love.
The power to heal and amend. A light that's gone out still shines from above for all who believe in the story of love. Chapter 1, a careless heart sometimes goes astray. Chapter 2, a broken heart, we'll see another day.
And the pages in this book have all been written from above.
In the story of love, be a believer. In the story of love, be a believer. In the story of love.
Your Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Desert Rose Band, and the story of love here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikin, 75 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, August milk down 12 to 17.31. September steady at 18.17. October up 7 to 18.69. November up 10 at 18.61. Cheese markets yesterday were lower. Barrels down a half to 167. 40-pound blocks down 1.5 to 164.5. One trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1 to 258. Two trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 126 and three quarters. No trades. Dry whey steady at 56 and three quarters. And no trades on the day. Meanwhile, cattle markets yesterday were mostly lower due to the big sell-off in the markets as traders are nervous because the massive gains from last week may have been just a bit overdone. Now, new show lists do also appear to be mixed, and that's also helping to pressure some of the markets as well. Hog markets yesterday, they were also moving mostly lower. Now, while there was some strength in some of the pork cutout values, again, traders seem to be just a bit concerned about the cash markets and also consumer demand. August live cattle opens the day at 219.35, October 216.77, December 217.45. August feeder cattle open at 319.47, September 319.57, October at 317.70. July hogs open at 106.70, August 103.22, October 87.67. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower once again. Now, there were bargain buyers yesterday in the corn markets, but the selling pressure now is kicked back in. As again, it's a lot of this is due to the very positive weather, not only for corn and soybean development, but also for the wheat harvest, which is continuing, and that harvest pressure is continuing to affect the markets. And so we have grains lower once again today. September corn down 3 to 397. December down 3 1/4 now to 414 and 3/4. March down 3 to 431 and 3/4. New crop 26 down 2.5 to 451 and 3/4. August beans down 2 3/4 to 998 1/4. September and new crop down 2.5. September at 990 3/4. And new crop at 10.04 1/2. August soybean meal down 30 cents to 267.40. August soybean oil down 11 cents this morning to 54.06. Chicago wheat, September down 3.5 to 538. December down 3 1/4 to 559. Minneapolis wheat, September up 1/4 to 604. December up 1.5 to 625. Energy markets this morning are moving slightly lower. August crude oil down 28 cents to 66.70. September down 18 cents to 65.63. Meanwhile, August and September gas steady. August at 216, September at 212. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Local markets from Monday at Elsivia in Durand, cash corn 360, August 363, and new crop 358. Cash beans 916, August 921, new crop at 917. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn at 388, August 382, September 380, and new crop 368. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 386, August 386, new crop 371. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn at 365, new crop 368. Cash beans 931, new crop 937. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 365, new crop 368. Cash beans 913, new crop at 922. At Red Wing Grains, cash and August corn 381, September 375, new crop 379, cash and August beans at 961, September 941, new crop also at 941. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and August corn 361, new crop 365, cash beans 935, new crop 941. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 215 to 241, Holstein fed cattle 192 to 215, market cows 125 to 154, bulls 152 to 199, calves 450 to 1490, beef steers 177 to 555, Holstein steers 192 to 427. Sheep markets, light lambs 245 and down, market lambs 225 and down, ewes 120 and down. Goat markets, does 190 and down, bucks 275 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Lenny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you've got your reasons. And these things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the Queen of Diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. And you know the Queen of Hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the one that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger are driving you home. And freedom, oh, freedom, well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't you peek it cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. A rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you.
Let somebody love you.
Better let somebody love you before it's too late.
we can't get along, we ought to be apart. And I'm wondering, where'd you get that cold, cold heart? Set me free, sign my release. I'm tired of being a villain of the peace. You've been giving me bad times, tell me what I do. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? Saying things that you didn't have to. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? You only get one life, and this I know. I wanna get my licks in now before I go. Fire of love is dead and cold. I gotta satisfy the hunger in my soul. You've been giving me bad times, tell me what I do. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? Saying things that you didn't have to. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? If we can't get along, we ought to be apart. And I'm wondering, where'd you get that cold, cold heart? Set me free, sign my release. I'm tired of being a villain of the peace. You've been giving me bad times, tell me what I do. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? Saying things that you didn't have to. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you?
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Joining us this morning is Jim Dell. He is CEO of Alcivia. And this morning, we are going to get a little bit of an update on the Hager City Terminal and this pretty cool new program from Alcivia we're going to chat about as well this morning. Jim, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Well, good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So earlier this year in springtime, we had the open house, but then the new Hager City plant did open up. So give us an update on how things are going at the plant.
Yeah, it's been running real, real well. We shipped 8 unit trains out of there thus far. We have 12 more to go here between now and the middle of September. So we will probably have shipped around 9 million bushels out of there, and we expected to do about 6 in the first 6 months. So our producer group has really, really taken on to the facility, and we're really, really excited about the future up there.
Wow. So 8 unit trains and 12 more to go, 9 million bushels. Now, is this a combination of corn and beans or all corn? What's the combination on that?
Yeah, right now all corn. Bean program won't start up till fall harvest, but yeah, it was all corn.
And has it been going to the Southwest, to that Texas area, as what it was initially planned?
Yes, the majority of them heading to Hereford, Texas area, and then we do have some Mexican trains moving out of there too, some Expect trains.
Wow. Talking with Jim Dell this morning. He is CEO of Alcivia, talking about the new Hager City Grain Terminal, opened up earlier this spring, and they're expecting here in the first 6 months, 9 million bushels of corn. That's a lot of corn going over to Texas and even some locations in Mexico. Jim, I know one of the, as this kind of progresses, you're hoping to also be able to go to the Pacific Northwest, right?
Yes. And, you know, over time, we'll see what kind of export program we have on soybeans this fall and whether that plays out on the PNW or going to the PNW or not. But yeah, we certainly have that flexibility and are eager to see what the markets allow us to do.
So far, everything's been operating, though, pretty smoothly. I mean, a lot of times with new construction, there's always a bug or something that kind of has to get worked through. But everything seems to be just operating smoothly at the new terminal.
Yeah, the group of employees we got there are just top notch. They all came with rail experience and they're just operating very flawlessly. The equipment and the technology that was put in, we were able to have some time before the facility started up and work through simulations with it, and it's been operating very, very well. So been super pleased with all of that, and our vendors that helped us build the facility been very responsive. To your point, you bet, there's always a few little tweaks, but hasn't stopped us in delivering on getting our trains loaded and getting it out to our buyers.
Now let's talk about that whole process here. So has it been very smooth then for the farmers that are delivering corn to the facility to get them unloaded quickly? And then at the same time, to be able to load these trains up quickly and efficiently?
Yeah. Our producers, as I talk to them, I've been talking to them when I'm up there on the pit as well, and certainly the employees that are there are very, very pleased. You know, in wait to out wait time, somewhere between 4 and 5 minutes, 6 minutes. It's just a very efficient facility. They like getting the amount of work done on a daily basis that they can get done. And as far as loading the trains, everything we projected to be able to do, as far as speed, we're getting our trains down around 9 hours now. And that's with a couple switches in there. So, our capacity is doing exactly what we said it was going to do.
Talking with Jim Dell, he is CEO of Alcivia this morning, getting an update on the Hager City Terminal. Well, let's switch gears here, as we do have some of the wheat harvest is happening now in Wisconsin. And with that, and even coming up for fall, but it's the Farmer Commodity Program. And this is a program from Alcivia that basically, Brian has some wheat, we'll use wheat because that's what's happening right now. I have some wheat, I want to sell it, but can you come and pick it up? Alcivia can do that. Tell us how this program works.
Yeah, it's our farm pickup program, and we've had that for several years. And we have our own logistics group within the organization, as well as third-party haulers that we use to pick up grain on the farm and give you a bid right there. It was real prevalent for us in our southern region for several years, and we've been implementing it more and more in our northern region as we after the merger, and we plan to expand that program significantly as we move forward here. We just kind of needed to get Hager City built, so we had our destination in place for that grain, and we're ready to go now. So they can reach out to any of our location managers if they've got questions around that, or Jens Lance, or Ella Sutherland are up there originating grain every day. They can reach out to those folks at any point in time, or anybody within Alcivia, and we'll get that directed the right way.
And then I would think, Jimmy, this is something that I could call ahead, saying, hey, you know, I'll use you as, hey, Jim, it's Brian. I'm going to be, you know, I've been looking at the weather. I'm going to be able to be in the field on Wednesday. Are you able to either come on Wednesday or Thursday? I can schedule this in advance, right?
Absolutely. And we do the best we can to make sure we are able to hit those commitments. A lot of times growers have grain wagons or different things like that, grain buggies that they have full and ready and waiting for us. And we're just there and get them loaded and try to stay on time. But communication back with the grower starts with our dispatch, and we make sure that we try to meet the needs of everybody.
Well, Jim, it seems like a pretty exciting time. I know everyone's been – I was really impressed with that facility over at Hager City. I'm a train nut, so it's like, geez, I'd love to play with the trains here. These are the real big boy trains, but it seems like that facility is really going to be very beneficial here for growers in western Wisconsin.
Yeah, and like anything, and if you haven't been around a facility of that caliber in your lifetime, you don't really realize how much more efficient and what it can actually do. And the growers that are coming in there, when they're able to dump a full semi load as fast as they possibly can, just get back in the truck and then head out to do their additional work. They're finding it very, very satisfying. And I couldn't be prouder of the team up there and the customer base that is showing their support. Really want to reach out my hand to them all and say thank you, thank you, thank you. And look forward to building really strong relationships in all areas of the business.
Jim, anything else to add this morning?
Yeah, Brian, I appreciate the opportunity to get on, and I just again want to echo thank you to all the Alcivia patrons and those that are new patrons to us. We've picked up a lot of new business, and we continue to want to drive on that. And again, thank you to all of our members, and thank you, Brian, for having me on today.
It's Jim Dowell, CEO of Alcivia. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
The next round of showers and thunderstorms comes late this afternoon and into tomorrow. We'll have multiple rounds of showers and storms expected in our ag weather forecast. We'll cool off and dry out to end the week Thursday and Friday, but then another active weather pattern sets back in for Friday night with multiple chances for thunderstorms from Saturday night through early next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a slight chance of an afternoon shower, highs 87 to 92. Relative humidities at 50 to 55%, south winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and storms. Lows 63 to 68, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, south winds at 5 to 9, shifting to the east at 5 to 7, anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of precipitation possible. For Wednesday, a 90% chance of showers and storms. Highs 70 to 75, relative humidities at 73 to 78%. Northeast winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20. We'll see anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation. For Thursday, becoming mostly sunny, highs 70 to 75. Friday, partly sunny, highs 75 to 80. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80. Sunday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 80 to 85. Monday, another chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85.
Stars and Stripes and Summer Nights during the Dunn County Fair, July 23rd through the 27th in Menominee. Hear the roar of the engines at the Red Cedar Speedway with late model racing Thursday and Friday night and the NTPA Tractor Pull on Saturday. Enjoy the great fair food and all the rides with Spectrum Carnival. Don't forget about all the animal exhibits, too. It's rides, food, animals, and fun during the Dunn County Fair, July 23rd through the 27th in Menominee.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA Attraction Bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way at MOA. Mallofamerica.com.
Cattle don't like extreme heat any more than we do. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Here's what you can do to help cattle avoid the effects of heat stress as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
For cattle to have maximum performance in the summer, they require the same comforts that we do on a sizzling hot day. They should have access to shade with good airflow and ventilation. Water is a big deal, and there should be plenty of it available at all times. Cattle will drink out of a muddy pond if they have to, but it's better to have cool, fresh water. It's been said that 40 degrees is considered t-shirt weather for cows, so in these hot days, watch for signs of heat stress. They can include labored breathing, open mouth breathing, and restlessness. Dr. Brian Lubers is an associate professor of food animal therapeutics at Kansas State University. He says along with noting daytime high temperatures, you should also monitor the nighttime low temperatures.
When the sun's out and it's hot, they'll absorb a lot of heat and then they'll dissipate that heat in the overnight hours as it cools off. When we get into trouble, especially with the more extreme heat stress events, is when we don't have those cooler nighttime temperatures. And so if I'm telling people to really watch for heat stress, it's when those nighttime temperatures are staying high as well, because it doesn't allow cattle to get rid of that heat in the cooler hours. And certainly when we have multiple days in a row of that kind of weather pattern, that's really a time to be vigilant.
If you don't have to handle cattle during times of extreme daytime and nighttime temperatures, he says it's best to avoid it.
But if you have to, make sure you're handling cattle kind of in the coolest part of the day, which is generally early morning. So if we can do it even a little bit as the sun's coming up or even a little bit before, that's a good time, because that exercise and motion is just going to make that heat stress worse if they're already stressed a little bit.
Learn more about heat stress in cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online.